Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl. The book of Joshua is rich in lessons to be learned regarding how to be successful in this battle we call life. As Joshua begins to grow into his role as the new leader for the Israelites, he has to learn to trust God, to truly know him, and to follow his every command. We, too, must learn to place God as the king of our life and Lord of our heart. Join Kim Miller in this podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries as she takes us on a journey through the scriptures, making the lessons necessary for this life as found in the book of Joshua come alive.
Our kind and most gracious to Heavenly Father, Lord, I just would ask that you would just remove me from the message. I pray that you would prepare every heart and every mind, Lord, to receive the specific personal message that you have for each of us in the book of Joshua. Lord, I want to say thank you for leaving this love letter to each of us, the greatest love letter ever written that teaches us how we can navigate through life, how we can learn the lessons that you would have us to learn, that we might have the abundant life that you have promised us. Lord, I pray that you would be with this message. I pray that you would help me to see and understand and to articulate all that you have given me. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of Joshua is written, most people think, by Joshua himself. And the book of Joshua is one that we learn many, many rich lessons. As Joshua begins to unfold, the scriptures begin to tell us how we can live a successful life in this battle we face each and every day. If you are familiar with the scriptures, you are no doubt familiar with Ephesians chapter 6, which tells us about the armor of God. And there we are given this piece of information that is so valuable for us to hang on to each and every day so that we are able to fight the battles that we have to fight, because what we learn in Ephesians chapter 6 is that he says that the battle is not with flesh and blood, but we wrestle with principalities and darkness of this world. So that gives us the advantage of knowing that we as mere mortals can't fight our battles. And David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47 explains to us that the battle's not ours, it belongs to the Lord. And so Joshua, in the book of Joshua, is explaining to us exactly how to live our lives under those boundaries. The boundaries of understanding that our battles belong to the Lord, and he's never lost a battle, and he's not going to begin by losing yours. And we learn that our life is just a battlefield, and that we are to turn our lives over to the Lord. We are to submit ourselves to the Lord and allow him to fight our battles. And what we see unfolds in chapter 1 is here sits Joshua with this daunting task. He has got to grow into the role of being the leader of the Israelites. Moses has just passed away, and no doubt he is scared senseless. He has got to learn how to trust God, how to truly know God, and how to follow his every command. This is imperative for Joshua to be successful in the battle that lies before him. What we understand here is that Joshua really is no different than each of us. His task is daunting. We read in Joshua chapter 1 that he is now the new leader of the Israelites. That's a huge nation. It's gone through a lot. It's God's chosen people. He's got a huge task, but each one of us have been given a divine purpose in this world that we must fulfill and that we must do in order to live the abundant life that God promises through his son, Jesus Christ, in John chapter 10, verse 10. He says that he came to give us life and that we might have it more abundantly. And he counterbalances that with saying that the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so here we sit in Joshua, where this young man has got huge footsteps to follow, an amazing legacy to live into and to carry out. And we have that same promise in us, is that he who hath begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so we know God has planted in us a seed to do something. So let's learn these rich lessons from the book of Joshua, so that just as Joshua could be successful and follow God's commands, so that he accomplished that which he set out to do, you and me can do the same thing. And maybe you're thinking, well, Kim, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, you have got off to a great start, because seeking God and being in his word is what's going to allow you to be able to fully understand who God is and what he wants you to do. And so when we look at the book of Joshua, we know that the main topic in the book of Joshua is the conquest and division of the land of Canaan. It's all about the land of Canaan. And we know that the land of Canaan is the promised land. And the key thought throughout this entire book of Joshua is how to be successful in this battle we call life. And what we learned is this amazing lesson of the certainty of the fulfillment of the divine purpose. And it unfolds in many ways in Joshua. But one is that in the judgments that are coming upon the Canaanites because of their awful sins, be sure your sins will find you out. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We also see the fulfillment of the divine purposes in the descendants of Abraham, which were given possession of the land according to God's promise in Genesis 12:7, which says this: "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him." So if we went no further than just the outline, this brief outline of the book of Joshua, we see that God is faithful, God is true, and God fulfills his promises. That should give each and every one of us amazing hope. But I want to start in Joshua chapter 1, and I believe the key verse in this entire book that was given to Joshua is found in Joshua 1, verse 9. And this is God speaking to Joshua, and he says this: "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." I want you to just think about that verse for just a moment and what it reveals to each and every one of us. Don't be afraid. Be of good courage. Be strong and courageous. Be confident. Walk in the authority that God has given you. And don't get disgruntled and frustrated when things don't work out the way you think they should, or things aren't working at the speed or the schedule that you would have them. Because the Lord says here to Joshua, and we know that he's no respecter of persons, what he did for Joshua, he'll do for you and me. And what we begin to see in Joshua chapter 1 is this, is that the Lord goes with you wherever you are. And if he goes with you, he's bringing his power, he's bringing his grace, he's bringing his mercy, he's bringing his love, he's bringing his protection, he's supplying your every need. You have everything when you have God in your life. But I wonder if we don't often live below those privileges. We don't allow our heart and our mind to be in sync with the knowledge and the feeling of God's omnipotent power protecting us. In fact, if we look in Ephesians 3:20, he says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The power is God. And in Joshua 1:9, we are told it goes with us everywhere we are. But the ticket is we don't allow the power to work at its full capacity. Some of us are running with just halfway plugged in. So we're not really receiving all of the power. We're not really receiving all the things that we have or all the things that we need, because we are not choosing to receive it. It's not that it isn't there. It's that we don't trust it, or we're not connected to it. Jesus loves me, this I know, and he's with me wherever I go. This was imperative for Joshua to understand, because in Joshua's case, he is standing right there, understanding now that everything that happens from here on out, he is the leader, and it all falls upon him. And the promises that God promised the Israelites through Moses are now going to be carried out through him. And he understands that he can't do this on his own. He understands that the only way that he can live up to the task before him is to literally give it up and allow it to be God who controls it, who manages it, who distributes it, who worries about it, because then nobody's worrying about it, and who makes it happen. Joshua is learning here in Joshua 1 that in order for him to succeed, he must fully depend on God. He's just been appointed the leader of the Israelites because Moses has died, and God promises Joshua that everywhere his feet touch will be his land. And as God had promised Moses, according to Joshua 1:3, God gives Joshua this vast area of land and says it will be his as long as he lives, and that God will be with him and will not forsake him or fail him. This is what he says in Joshua 1:5. And it culminates in Joshua 1:9, where he tells him, don't be afraid, be strong and courageous, don't be frustrated, for thy God. I think we overlook how personal God is, and we overlook how important that is in our lives. He's my God. He knows me personally. The scriptures tell me that he even knows the number of hairs that are on my head. The scripture says he knows my goings and my comings. The scripture says he never sleeps nor slumbers. I'm important to him. I personally believe that if there was a refrigerator in heaven, my picture would be on it, and so would yours, because you're his children. And he died for the right to be your father, your king, your Lord. And the only way that you're going to be successful is if you do as Joshua did, and you simply submit to him and allow him to flow through you and work through you. You're just the conduit that he chooses to work through. And no doubt, Joshua is scared and he's worried about his ability to undertake this task. And just look how gracious God is. Because he feels the weight of walking in Moses' footsteps, and he must have thought that was nearly impossible. But God knows exactly what Joshua needs in order to be able to fulfill what he's called him to do. See, he says in Philippians 4:19, but my God, again, personal, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He knows the need you have before you even ask, and he's not only prepared to supply them, he will. He also tells us in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. As a result of that, we should never worry about whether or not we can do the task that is before us, because who God calls, he qualifies. He never calls you to a task because you can bring the most to the table. He calls you to a task because you will receive the most from him to do the task. He's not asking you for your opinion. He's not asking you for your skill set and your glory. He's asking you for your submission to use your skill set that he gave you for his honor, your good, and his glory. It is important that you get that into your head, because that's when you're going to really realize the security blanket it is that he goes with us wherever we are. That's when you're going to get so excited that Jesus said to you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's when you're going to really care about the fact that he says, I love you, and that his love endures forever, and that in Romans 8:38 and 39, he tells us that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. See, here sits Joshua in Joshua 1 with this task before him, and he knows what to do. See, he understands without ever having read what we've read, which is Mark 9:23, that says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. The question is do you believe? Because it's your belief in Jesus Christ and what he can do and what he has said to you that he will do through you that unlocks the power that we talked about in Ephesians 3:20, that produces the miracles, the results, the goodness, and the greatness of his power and his glory in your life. See, what I believe we learn from Joshua is this. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 7, King Solomon put it like this. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. God instructs Joshua in verse 7 like this. He says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God instructs Joshua to be strong and very courageous, and to observe and do according to the law. God has explained to each of us the same thing. And he has given us the greatest love letter ever written from Genesis to Revelations. And he has said to us, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth in 2 Timothy 2:15. He continues to explain that we are to meditate day and night on the book of the law and not let it depart from him. And then you will prosper, according to verse 8. He says it this way, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. What is the key to success in life? How do we win this battle against the devil? We submit to God and do exactly what he says. We don't let it get away from our heart and our mind. We don't let it be apart from our conversations. But it's the foundation of what we say. It is the foundation of what we believe. It is the way we live our lives. It is the boundaries we put in place. It is the law of our order. It is what we believe and what we delight in. He said, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give thee the desires of our heart. Here in Joshua 1, he's unveiling to us that if you meditate and study on the word of God, that you'll be prosperous and have good success. In 1 Peter 3:15, he says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Friend, he's telling us to meditate. That's how we're going to be strong and courageous. That's how we're going to make the right decisions. That's how we're going to be fair to the ones we need to be fair. That's how we're going to have enough love and grace and mercy to show a lost and dying world that sin is sin. And that darkness has no power over light. And that sin has no more dominion in our lives. It's understanding that he's with us wherever we go. And that's what gives us strength. That's what supplies our every need. We must be successful. He says, don't let it depart from your mouth. Don't let your conversations be idle and with filthy talk and meaninglessness. But let every word that comes out of your mouth lift and edify those around you. Point others to Jesus Christ. Use your mouth as an instrument of peace and love and mercy, of truth and of power. If you want to be successful, then you must let God be Lord of your life and King of your heart. Joshua is in a place where he's at the crossroads. He needs to know how to be successful. And in the blessed word of God, we read what it was that made him successful. He submitted himself to the Lord. And when you see what happens in verse 10, he says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people saying, and he brings them all together and he tells them what God has told him, and he explains to them how it is they're going to move forward. And Joshua commits in his heart to follow God. Joshua didn't have the blessings that we have of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of him until Jesus went away on the cross and sent the Comforter back to dwell in every believer. He didn't have that. And the Holy Spirit would light on people for periods of time. But we have no excuse because the Holy Spirit is inside of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year of our life, teaching us and comforting us and leading us and guiding us and directing us. We just have to listen. He says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you, in Matthew 7:7. He even goes as far as to tell us how to equip ourselves for the battle in Ephesians 6:10-18. He says to us to put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, to cover us and to cover our minds, the shield of faith to protect us and to fight off the enemy, the sword of the Spirit to teach us and to divide truth from false, to defeat everything the devil has that comes against you, the belt of truth so you know what truth is. Jesus is the truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me, in John 14:6. And he tells us to put on the gospel of peace wherever we go. That, my friend, is exactly what Joshua is telling us that God has said to him when he says to us, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. In John chapter 14, verse 27, he says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives to you, but I give it to you. So the world didn't give it to you, so the world can't take it away. And so in these crossroads, just as Joshua in Joshua 1 is facing, how do I do this awesome task? How do I do this huge ask of me? Regardless of what he's asking of you, whether you think it's monumental or minuscule, you must submit to the Lord and allow him to work through you. You must come to him and allow his power to be what's directing you. Joshua is a living testimony of how to be successful in this world. You submit, you believe and be strong and courageous in the power of God, and you meditate day and night on the book of the law, and you don't let it depart from you. This was the key to Joshua's success and prosperity. Listen to what Moses said in Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 through 9. He said this, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and they shall write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. What he's saying is the same thing that God said to Joshua in Joshua 1:8. He's telling him that you must not let the word of God fall out of your life. You must cling to it. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. He must be you're all in all. And when he becomes your all in all, you will submit fully in him and trust fully in him. And then you will have a successful life. Then you will live the abundant life he promises you in John 10:10. Joshua is a book full of the richest lessons of God. It tells us how to be successful in this world. And he shows us through the word of God how submitting to him raises us to our greatest victory.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father. And it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved. Who was
husbands